You are listening to the strongest podcast in CrossFit. This is the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Before we start the show, I'd like to thank the sponsors that are helping this podcast grow. The first one is Liberté Lifestyle. Liberté Lifestyle have the best knee sleeves in the game. I've worn all different types of knee sleeves, and I always go back to Liberté. They're super durable, they don't rip, and they last a very, very long time. So go check out Liberté Lifestyle and check out all the different styles of knee sleeves that they have. And then the next one we have is Hero Barbell. Hero Barbell is the fastest growing barbell company in the functional fitness community. Their barbells have all different colors, all different designs, super comfortable. The knurlings are amazing, and the spin on these barbells are absolutely insane. So go to Hero Barbell to check out all the different type of barbells that they have in stock. And then the last one is Sharpen the Axe. Sharpen the Axe, I've been wearing their clothes for multiple years. They're long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, shorts. I always wear them. You may have even seen them on the podcast before they became a sponsor. Super comfortable. The shorts I always wear working out because I just feel like they're a better fit for me compared to the Nikes or any other shorts in the game. So all these companies, I have a promo code. It's all type one. So click type one in all the promo code sections and you get 10% off of every item you get. So once again, thank you for these companies to help this podcast grow. And let's go to the show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas London, and I am doing something I've never done before. So today, I am doing a review of the latest documentary, Daniel Brandon Energy, which is from the documentaries made by the makers of Rad Global, which are the latest shoes that are out in the CrossFit space. So first thing I wanted to do was show you the intro, but unfortunately, I don't want to get a copyright strike or possibly get my YouTube channel banned, so I will not be posting that. So link in the description of the documentary so you can take a look for yourself of what I'm talking about throughout this whole process. So first, I want to talk about Rad. So Rad is one of the newest shoe companies to come into the CrossFit space. They've roughly been around for 5 years. And the creator of the CEO of the company is Benjamin Massey. So he's been in the CrossFit space for a while and designed this shoe, to challenge Noble and everyone else. So I haven't worn a pair of those shoes before, but I've heard they're very good. Vic from the Touch and Go Gang, which the videos that we do are once a month. He wears Rads and he swears by them. He loves them. So the one thing I do like about Rad is they leaned into the 80s style theme of design work, videography, even like, you know, all the colors and stuff. They're very vibrant. The designs are really cool and it's very retro. So for me, being an 80s kid, I thought it's pretty cool. Hence, I got this shirt right here, kind of like an 80s theme t-shirt that I have. So I do like that. And the shoe is also made in Portland, Oregon. Now, I thought it was at someplace else, but this is where they design all the shoes, make all the shoes for the company. And they're really big into sustainability. They want to use less fossil fuel as possible to produce the shoes that they have, which I think is pretty cool. I know like Portland is very, environmental friendly kind of state. And so I think that's awesome that they're trying to, reduce the carbon footprint to make these shoes. I would like to get a pair of those shoes, but I don't know. So we'll see what happens and see. I do like some of the designs and colors that they do have in those shoes. So I know they have a couple athletes. Obviously, the biggest ones in the Rad space are Laura Horvat as well as Daniel Brandon. So obviously, we're going to talk all about Daniel Brandon and not Laura Horvat, but those are the two big people in Rad as of right now. So I watched the YouTube. So if you're watching the Daniel Brandon documentary, you're going to have to go on the Rad Global YouTube page. Their page is absolutely blowing up. So I was looking at their metrics, and they, from this past month in February to now, their growth has been over 1,000%. And this video, the Daniel Brandon Energy documentary, is easily getting, I think it was like 3.1 thousand views per hour. So this is definitely going to be one of their biggest videos that they have on their YouTube channel. They also have other videos too with Laura Horvat, and it's more like a kind of like Craig Ritchie style theme to it. So, and they also do like a bunch of other races and, you know, with their athletes. And so it's pretty interesting. So right now their subscriber rate is about, I think, close to 7,000 close. It's probably going to be like 8,000 by the time this video is done with all the, you know, all the views and all that stuff. So the director of this film, the Daniel Brandon Energy, is Anthony Green. And also he was the director as well as the producer. And also who was a main part of this video was Cooper March. So that is Daniel Brandon's agent. And this guy has done, I don't know what else he can do. So he's done a High Rocks with Mal O'Brien. He's friends with Daniel Brandon. He's an agent. He's a fellow Massachusetts guy, which I thought was pretty cool. And yeah, he's doing a lot of things, which is awesome for him. So, like I said, I wanted to start the intro right now about the video, but I don't want to get a copyright strike. So, but in the intro, it does talk, like, does have her training as well as, you know, going to the games and whatnot. And you hear in the background of people that they've interviewed in the background. So you hear the voices throughout the whole intro, which is pretty cool. So the main part of this documentary is like a typical documentary style video where you have one person looking at the interviewer, and let's just say the interviewer is like over here. So the camera's right here. Typically for documentaries, they don't look at the cameras. So this is the exact style documentary that you will see in any other doc. So it pretty much starts with one thing I do like about it is they've interviewed a whole bunch of people within this video. They range from her mom, Dave Castro, high school teachers, coaches, and as well as Justin Kotler and Cooper March as well. So I thought it was interesting. They had even her brother was in the documentary too, which is pretty cool because I didn't know she had a sibling. So it's pretty cool to see all these people that were in this documentary and actually took part of it and actually were willing to kind of talk about their experience with Danielle, which is awesome. So the one thing I do like about this documentary, I do like how they bounce back and forth from pretty much when she was in the CrossFit Games, all the way bouncing back till when she was a kid, actually even when she was a baby, and kind of going back and forth, which was pretty cool to kind of see from like 2019 to, you know, when she was in elementary school or whatever. So I thought that was a pretty cool way that they did it, and as well as how they had the years like a timeline and reversed it back to, you know, when she was born and then, you know, and so on. So to be honest with you, watching it was a great doc, but it was like kind of sad seeing like what she had to deal through when as a kid. You know, she didn't live in the best family environment. You know, when you watch the documentary, you'll see like multiple arrests from her mom, you know, moving in with her in-laws, and like just a lot of bad stuff happening around her. And as well as like her in-laws didn't really help out with, you know, her experience as a child as well. And which is sad. And I, you know, in the video, you kind of see the reason why she kind of led into playing sports, because she didn't want to go home. So, which was very sad to see. And, you know, and it's, you know, it was really sad. I didn't really expect that coming out of the movie. So, and also it's really cool to see how her teachers and friends and family, not family, but her friends' family helped out and got her into CrossFit and what led her to being a pole vaulter and, you know, going to Sac State as a Division I athlete, a Division I scholarship athlete. So I thought that was a really cool part of the documentary to kind of see, you know, how people helped her out throughout the whole process of, you know, trying to make things better for her. The one thing that really stuck out for me was just when she got cut from Underdogs Athletics. They kind of go in detail about that, but obviously I wish they did a little bit more diving into that process, but to be honest with you, you know, that whole situation is mainly between her and Justin and everyone else and Underdog. So the higher ups and Underdog, you know, it's none of our business, but I mean, if they delved a little deeper into it, I think that may close the door for some people to understand the reason why that incident happened. Because I've seen on Reddit that a lot of people are still confused of why she got cut from Underdogs. So a couple months after she got cut, I think a month after she got cut, I interviewed Justin Kotler on my podcast, and I told him, I'm like, hey, I don't want to talk to you about the Daniel Brandon incident because it's none of my business. And he's like, okay, good. Cause you know, it's personable, you know, and looking at watching him in the documentary, it was like very sad to see him having to do that. Cause I don't want to spill it, but it was, his interview was probably the most interesting one out of the whole documentary. So here are my thoughts on the Daniel Brandon Energy documentary. I think it is by far the best documentary that I've seen in the CrossFit space. It is well done. The cast of people that they interviewed they did a great job. Even the interview questions that they did were done really well. This style of documentary in the CrossFit space needed to happen a long time ago. The behind the scenes that Sivan did and everyone else, I think, you know, is amazing, but it's not what this documentary style is like. So I really think that, you know, hopefully CrossFit can get more into, or other CrossFit companies can get into more of this style of videos and, you know, definitely make it more personable, or get a better understanding on the athletes that they like. So hope you like the review, and I will catch you later.